Senator Obama, thank you for joining us. We certainly appreciate your time. First of all, why should a farmer, rancher, or agribusinessman vote for you?
Well, number one, I come from an agricultural state. As you know, Illinois has a lot of corn and a lot of beans. And that means that during the time that I was in the state legislature, as well as in the United States Senate, I've gotten familiar with agricultural issues, and I have consistently been a strong supporter of agricultural issues. And let's just take a simple example like the Farm Bill. Unlike Senator McCain, I supported that bill because I think that it's important for us to have a strong safety net. Our food security requires it. A stable farm sector that has access to risk management tools. I have been fighting for a much more reliable disaster relief mechanism for our farmers. I have been a strong promoter of biofuels and new technologies that will allow farmers to diversify their incomes. And I've been a strong supporter of things like country of origin labeling that can help ranchers make sure that their products are fairly competing. So on issues that have been important to farmers and ranchers, I've been somebody who's been with them, and Senator McCain has not.
I'll go back to renewable fuels. The rapidly increasing production of those fuels has increased the demand for and prices of corn and soybeans used to make ethanol and biodiesel. Do you support the existing biofuels use mandates, tax credits, and even the import tariffs?
Well, I've been a strong supporter of biofuels in the past and a renewable fuel standard. What I do believe, though, given the pressure that we're seeing on food crops and how that's affecting feed prices, I do think that it is important for us to recognize we need to move into things like switchgrass and cellulosic ethanol, and we need to work with farmers to figure out how can we produce ethanol with non-food from non-food sources that would allow farmers to increase their incomes, would continue to improve rural economies, would help us with our dependence on foreign oil and reduce climate change, but would not put so much pressure on feed prices. That is going to be part of a major energy initiative that I'm pushing for, that over the next 10 years we spend $15 billion a year on renewable energies, solar, wind, biofuels, a whole host of areas that I think can not only be good for our national security, but also good for our economy.
You indicated that you supported the 2008 Farm Bill. You have also said you'd like to have seen additional reforms in the bill. Specifically, what reforms would you like to see?
Well, I do think that it's important to make sure that the farm subsidies are going to family farmers. And I think that, there are big agribusiness operations that, frankly, just don't need help. Certainly at a time when taxpayers are going to be getting squeezed, we've got to make sure that money is going to places that people who really need it, family farmers, making sure that we got enough money for conservation, making sure that we're doing what we need to do when it comes to nutrition programs. Those are all areas that we could use more money. And I would have seen a shift away from some of the big agribusiness subsidies that are contained in the bill.
Prior to congressional passage and the president's signing of the financial market rescue bill, there were whispers that budget reconciliation would be coming early next year. Given the current turmoil in the markets, are across-the-board spending cuts and the farm safety net and other discretionary programs, in your view, now a foregone conclusion?
They are if John McCain's elected, if he thinks he can get it through. I don't think he could actually get it through Congress. But even if he could, I think it's the long way to go. I don't believe in taking a hatchet to a problem. I've even taken a scalpel. And so I just gave you an example. For example, in the farm bill, I don't want 3% across the board cuts in funding that might impact family farmers. I would want to go through that budget and figure out how can we do what we need to do and eliminate those things we don't need to do. Well, that's true of the entire federal budget. We can't just say an across-the-board cut where some program, some departments may be completely bloated and need significant reform, and some may be underfunded and need a little more help.
Mm-hmm. In terms of environmental regulation of confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, the current administration has relied primarily on a voluntary incentive-based approach to ensure compliance with both the Clean Water and Clean Air Acts. Is that an approach working in your view, or is tougher regulation of those operations necessary to make sure they are complying with federal laws?
First, let me say that the livestock industry is a critical industry in this country. Livestock comprises a huge portion of agricultural receipts, and the industry is a major driver of rural economic development. So I support the livestock industry, support providing producers with cost-share assistance through programs like EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, to make sure they can comply with regulations. But I do support tougher environmental regulations of CAFOs, and as well as increased funding for EQIP. And I support meaningful EPA monitoring and regulation of pollution from CAFOs. I want to work with the agricultural community to develop an achievable standard, but I think that we've probably been a little lax in how we approach this problem.
Turning to foreign trade for a moment, American farmers and ranchers are seeking more access to overseas markets via a new World Trade Agreement in exchange for significant cuts in U.S. farm subsidies. I'm sure you know the negotiations have stalled. Do you support the aims and objectives of the Doha Round? And if so, what would you do to secure an agreement?
Well, I can't support disadvantaging American farmers against foreign competitors when American farmers remain shut out of various foreign markets. So if we're going to provide greater market access, that can be the starting point for discussion on adjusting expenditures for our farm programs. But until that happens, I think it's very hard for us to make to have a conversation. Now, part of the problem we have internationally in these big multilateral agreements like Doha is different countries occupy different situations. There are some poor countries who whose exports to the United States would have very little impact on us, who aren't huge markets, and they probably do need some help because there's an awful lot of subsistence farming there, and they need a boost. On the other hand, when you look at some of the low-cost producers like Argentina or Brazil, these folks may be enjoying enormous subsidies. They have huge operations, and they're really competing with us on a much more equal footing. And so, I think we've got to be very tough when it comes to those negotiations. So, I want to see us move forward on a new round of agricultural trade agreements. But the one thing that I've said repeatedly is that I'm going to be a tougher negotiator when it comes to trade than the Bush administration's been. The Bush administration believes in any trade agreement, and I believe in free trade, but I believe in making sure that American farmers and workers get a good deal.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.